Next, we'll move to the real estate paid abatements.
This first one is that church building right there by Branson Junior High, I think. Right there by the bus barn, if you go up here.
Yes.
So I got a phone call on that one. I'm trying to figure out what the second one is.
They have two different.
Is it the same?
It's the same parcel number. Oh.
No.
There's different two paid abatements and one regular abatement. That's why there's two on this page.
Right, I'm trying to find the second one, though.
It would have been two different years.
So we should have 89 and 90.
Should be 23 and 24.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have abatement number 215088 and abatement number 215092, both for the abatement year 2025.
Now, I've got 089 and 090.
That's what I have also.
Okay, so you've got the clerical error. Sorry.
Is mine out of order?
No. You've got the wrong sheet. So your sheet is different than the sheet that I have.
No, it's just in the, here's that one.
Okay, but you've got that one, but I don't have what you have.
Shane, what you got?
It's in it, or, yeah, I have, yeah.
Because yours has a clerical error.
I think Shane's got the same thing as me.
I have clerical error before.
Oh, yep, there is clerical error.
Okay.
They're lined up like how the report.
Okay. So the abatement number is backwards then. Okay, let me get mine straightened out here.
Oh, but I see, because it's on the
on the real estate paid abatement.
And the clerical error.
Yes.
Okay. I had paperwork. I was just looking.
For which one?
What you were talking about, the Solomon.
Do you have the one for the Richard Barclay? It's just a one page. I see it. Sorry. I was trying to find the evidence on the other ones. 60 to 70 pages of the other ones.
One of them that had evidence.
Okay.
Yep. And I think it was the.
Solomon Foundation had the.
Yeah, the 88 is what had the only evidence. All the others on our court orders do not. That's the only one that has it.
Okay.
All right. So let's back up. This is going to be for clerical error.
Abatement number 215088 and 215092.
That is correct. Do it as an exhibit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're changing that one back to ag. Okay. You guys have any questions on this one?
Do not.
Labels Exhibit A with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit A dated March 17th, 2026.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. Make sure I'm in order. Next, I have the real estate paid abatements, starting with 215089.
Okay.
And then ending at 215096.
I've got it.
Okay. First two will be for the one that we just did for clerical error.
And split then, for not leaving one.
Correct.
I still don't agree with that. Abatement number 215096, usually there's some sort of description at the bottom. There's not on this one. We have the reasons why we're...
It got missed. I do have this if you guys want to pass this around. They were over-assessed on their structure. That did not make it into the folder with you guys for copies. I will make sure you get that if you need it. They came in and talked with Davey and had a sit down with him. And
the printed in red, is that something that the computer system does, or is that something you guys put in? Down here on the bottom where it gives us...
It comes
there,
from...
Whenever there's notes on the account, I will copy and paste them to them. If there is no notes, then there's nothing.
Not for sure how that got missed on that one. To go back and look at that because I don't know how that got missed. The note should have came up with that it was abated due to being over-assessed on their structure.
Do you guys have any questions?
No, sir.
No.
Label Exhibit B with today's date. Move to approve Exhibit B dated March 17th, 2026.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Next, we have the personal property paid abatements.
Oh, was it the year? Is it based on the year of the vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Label Exhibit C. Move to approve Exhibit C with today's date of March 17th, 2026.
Second. Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion carries. All right. Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
All right. That is our last order of business we have down here this morning. I have 9:26 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. We are agendized for an executive session upstairs.